This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Pentagon has killed a controversial program to create a futures market for predicting political events and terrorist acts in the Middle East. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, had developed the idea as a potential tool for gauging political risks. But just about everyone in Washington turned their backs on the program the moment it was publicized. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Once news of this program got out on Monday, members of Congress stampeded like dancers in a mosh pit as they stomped on a program that no one had heard of just hours earlier. The DARPA project, known as Future Markets Applied to Prediction, would have allowed traders to buy contracts on future events in 8 Middle Eastern countries, just the way commodity traders bet on the future price of pork bellies. But Senator Byron Dorgan of North Dakota says you just don't bet on American lives.
It says you can wager on U.S. military deaths. To have some sort of function by which people can actually make money by offering a wager on how many U.S. soldiers might die in a futures market, it's obscene.
DARPA justified the program by saying, in DARPA speak, that markets like this are extremely efficient, effective, and timely aggregators of dispersed and even hidden information. In other words, this is a good way to gather data about what people think will happen in the future. And in fact, the concept of information markets is a popular one among some economists. George Newman teaches economics at the University of Iowa, and he loves the idea.
There's a need for more information markets in the United States rather than less.
Newman is involved in the Iowa electronics market, which claims to have a pretty good track record when it comes to predicting electoral results. And up until Congress killed the DARPA program on Tuesday, Newman had been working as a contractor on that effort. He says businesses use information markets all the time to weigh opinions and plan for the future. He says it's basically a refined form of polling.
In polls, everyone's always trying to get a random sample. The last thing we want is a random sample. We want the best and the brightest trading. So the people who come into the market are people who either think they have better sources of information or are able to process information and trade better than everyone else.
Newman says the whole idea was attacked before anyone understood what was planned. The website of one company involved in the project did not help. It showed chilling graphs of possible bets on a North Korean missile attack or the overthrow of the Jordanian monarchy. George Newman says the program could have been designed to discourage contracts on unsavory events like these and to encourage assessments of, say, the economic prospects in the region. And he says there are also ways to attract people who are interested in the issues, not in the money.
When we were thinking about some of these, we were going to have payoffs in money applied to research projects within different agencies. You just have to incentivize people. You don't have to allow them to make a killing.
Newman is confident that as a research tool, information markets are here to stay, and he believes the defense and homeland security people will use this technique in some form or another. If they do, they will have to avoid the distaste of congressional leaders like Republican Pat Roberts, chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee.
I understand the purpose of the program. I can't disagree more with the approach. The American people expect us to support research and development efforts aimed at protecting them at home and abroad. They also expect us to exercise common sense and prudence.
Now the question is whether this program will have a ripple effect on the DARPA budget. Lawmakers learned today that, in fact, this program had been lurking in the bowels of the Defense Department for 2 years before they stumbled on it. Now some members say they want to go through the entire DARPA budget with a fine-tooth comb, or maybe a hatchet, and root out any other clever ideas. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.